assuming that we understand whether we have any hasaga of what they were going through. They were going through, what they were going through was not just about themselves, it was for us as well. You and I are just trying to, we're just trying to manage as people. They were trying to manage the entire Jewish people till Mashiach. So it's not just about personal management. So we have no hasaga, but Shlomo Melech married Bas Paro, and then because of that, the galus and what happened on that night, and Bechlal, what happened with the wives of Shlomo HaMelech. But one doesn't need to go beyond the pshat to see that it's all about this inyan of guys and girls. It's all about the inyan of Kedushas HaBris. It's the pshat of Jewish history. It's not the, you don't have to go to the Pnimis, you don't have to go to the Zayu and Kisvayri, it's the pshat in the stories of Tanakh. It's the pshat. When a person understands Purim properly, and what was taking place and what life was like in Shushan, the second you open up Megillas Esther, the description of life in Shushan Habira, again, it's the pshat of what was wrong. It was the pshat. Also, there is the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, because the Balei HaNes, then the Balei HaSimcha, of course, are from the world of Yosef HaTzadik. We're talking about Esther HaMalka, we're talking about Mordechai Ish Yehudi, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yehudi. And that's what it means to be an Ish Yehudi, and who he came from, Binyamin HaTzadik, Shaul HaMelech. This is all the Sugi of Tikkun HaBris, Yeshua, Beis Yosef, Ephraim, Beis Yosef. Rachel Imenu, Rachel Mavak Albanea, Mordechai HaYehudi, Esther HaMalka. Esther HaMalka has to marry Ahasuerus. We try not to think about that on Purim or any other day, right? That's the Maisa. That's after the Purim Suda was cleared up and everybody benched and went home, she was stuck with him, you know what I mean? That's how she lived. Chanukah, the whole gzeira really that led to the uprising of Chanukah was the gzeira of the Jewish girls. With the, what was happening was a gzeira that on the part of Yavin that Tibol, that it's not to talk about, but that every Jewish girl in order to get married had to be with the Yavani, with the Greek. And what was happening then, and the whole Inyan of Yavin is Gematria Yosef, and Yosef is Sion, and the whole Inyan of Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik's Yontif. The Yontif of Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik. We're not going into the Prat now, these are things we've been talking about for the last 26 years. The whole Yontif of Chanukah is Yosef HaTzadik. It's a return to what happened with Dina, which were coming out of the parashas, which always comes out Chanukah, and Shechem. It's all Inyan of Pekam HaBris. And that Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, who's buried in Shechem, which is the place where the Peronius begins, is the place now we have the Yishmaelim, because the whole antithesis of Kedushas HaBris is Davka focused on the place of Shechem. And they can't bear the presence of Yosef HaTzadik in their midst. And we have to get Rishus to go once a month to take a Hasa'ah, to be able to get... when I was there in Eretz Yisrael last year, We couldn't even get there. There was all kinds of commotion going on. Besides that, the bus broke down. We couldn't get there because the Yishmaelim were attacking the first bus that came, and it was a whole balagan. So we couldn't get the Yosef HaTzadik in Shechem. Shechem is the place of the whole story of Purim happened already in Shechem. If you learn what happened with Dina in Shechem, everything that happened back then surfaced later with the story of Purim. The descendants of Rachel Imenu, Yosef HaTzadik and Binyamin HaTzadik. The name of Yosef and Binyamin is one sugya. This is one is called Tzadik Yilon, the other is the Tzadik Atala, Tzadik Elion, Tzadik Tachton. I'm not going into that right now, but Binyamin and Yosef is one inyan. It's one sugya. There's just the higher and the lower part of that one binyan that's called Tikkun HaBris. It's Yosef HaTzadik and Binyamin HaTzadik. And that's Purim. Chanukah and the Tikkun of Chanukah is all the inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. Yeah, we don't, not going to the Pratim right now. But Le'inyanenu, what we see is that Pagam HaBris, this Inyan of the Bris, is deeply, deeply connected from the beginning of time to displacement, to Golos. To displacement as a nation, as a people, and the individual feeling very, very displaced. And we have to understand this on a deeper level in order to learn the tikkunim, such a deep, deep underlying cause of male misery. And when the male being miserable, of course, so he makes his female miserable too. But the underlying cherish of male misery and feeling of displacement, a feeling of being unsuccessful and unhappy, even though a person can look around and say, well, Hashem, life is good. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, they were mamish in Golis. They were mamish schlepping from one shtetl to another and from one pogrom to the next pogrom. And we're just like going to parents' teacher stuff and chumash parties, you know what I mean? And we find it unbearable. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Challenging, that's the word now everybody uses. We find it challenging. Challenging, the word challenging is enough to make a lot of money for therapists. It doesn't have to be unbearable. We find it very challenging. So let's look at the Shem Shmuel together. Let's get a little bit of a taste of this, or what this means, to understand what the Inyan of Pagam HaBris is, and why he causes this feeling of homelessness. Even when you're home, you feel like you're homeless. You feel like you don't have a place. And that's why the ultimate tikkun will be with Mashiach. Will be Gula. So look inside the Shem Yishmuel and Parshas Noach, the beginning. Resh Ayin Aleph. If you don't have it, then see there's someone next to you that does have it. It's much better to see the Isis than to just listen. And I'm sure everybody has a Shem Shmuel at home, so you have a chance you can look it over a little bit. Hine b'zohar kodesh, the Noach Shabbos Lashon Naicha. I'm sure that many of you know that Chazal tell us, the Zohar Kodesh makes a very big inyan about this, that Noach had a fantastic name. Noach's name means Naicha, means Menucha. It's also the Oasis of Chen. And the Zohar HaKadosh makes a connection between the Tzaddik, Noach, and the day of the week, that's the Tzaddik, which is Shabbos. Shabbos is a Tzaddik. And Shabbos is Menucha. And Zohar Kodesh, the Noach was Shabbos, Loshen Naicha. Noach is Loshen of Naicha, of Menucha. Menucha. V'nira dehinek siv v'arishoyim kayom nigrash, hashkeid lo yuchal. It's a very, very strong pasuk. The Navi says, v'arishoyim, the rishoyim is kayom nigrash. They're like the turbulent ocean, kayom, the stormy, turbulent ocean. Kayom nigrash. Nigrash means cast aside, but turbulent. Rishoyim kayom nigrash, hashkeit lo yuchal. Hashkeit lo yuchal, the Rishoyim cannot find sheket. It doesn't mean there's noise. They can't find peace. They can't find sheket. Quiet, they can't find serenity. Rav Kook spoke a lot about this in our Shetshuva. Some of you were around and we were learning that Rav Kook spoke a lot about how the Rishayim suffer terribly from turbulence. It makes no difference how good life is. The nicest wife, the nicest kids, and the nicest house, and you have a good job, and Kayom Nigrash, Mamish, Kayom Nigrash. An ocean, a storm. So at that time of the Mabul, the Yam Nigrash, the ocean, won. the ocean took over. Hashket leyuchal. Umilas Rasha hepach milas tzadik. Now, Rasha is, it's very generally translated as an evil, wicked person. But it doesn't mean, in Tanakh, when you see Rasha, there are Rishoyim, like with a capital Resh, you understand? Haman HaRasha, there are Rishoyim, the capital Resh. And then Rasha doesn't always mean that you're an evil, wicked person that doesn't, you know, that doesn't, that's not nice guy, that doesn't put on tefillin and go to shul or anything like that. It doesn't mean that you're a Rasha Marusha. The word Rasha in Tanakh is often used as a code word for not being an evil person, but being not a tzaddik, a non-tzaddik. And you know that tzaddik is a code word in Tanakh for Kedushas Ebrus. Yosef HaTzaddik, that's why we call him Yosef HaTzaddik. Doesn't just mean a nice person. That's fine. It means Nikius, clean. Umilas Rasha hepech milas tzaddik, the Shem Yishmael says. Rasha is the opposite of tzaddik. You do Maimar Zohar Kodesh, the tzaddik nikra misha shema habris. The Zohar makes a very big inyan about this in many places. The tzaddik is a person who's shema habris. Which nowadays, again, in the context of Tavshin Ayin Tes, shema habris doesn't mean like the Satmarov, you know, or the Ribnitzer, or something like that, or the Baba Sali, that never, ever, ever, ever such an Indian of any takala, any machshav. Shomer just means, like we learned, that Shomer is Lashon of Aviv Shomer HaSadavar. What does Rashi say? By the dream of Yosef HaTzaddik, it's Aviv Shomer HaSadavar. Yosef HaMitzapah. Yosef HaMitzapah means, I want it to be this way. Shomer HaBris means, he's guarding the bris. We spoke a lot about what that means. It's an avoda. In other words, you're in the parasha of Shomer HaSadavar. Everybody who's here is in that parasha, which we're all here trying to work on this sugya. So Shomer HaSadavar doesn't mean, like, in Tavshin Ayin Tes, doesn't mean that nothing ever happened. But it means that I don't want it to happen. I'm trying to stop it from happening and trying to be better. Let's speak. So that's called a tzaddik. Rasha is a person that's abandoned himself and has totally let go. Zloch batli. That's who I am. Misha Pagim Habris is a Rasha. Again, a person who willfully and recklessly doesn't care. Is Pagim Habris. Doesn't mean anything to him. Ubaasher Om Muzal. Ein Lachadim Shein Lashav, Ein Lachadavir Shein Lamakam. It says in Mishnah, there is no person that doesn't have his hour. And there isn't anything that doesn't have its place, so the Svarim teach us that it means everything in this world, in this physical world, corresponds to that time and that place in the Sherish above, in Shemayim. Ein l'chadav she'en l'malkam means that we're not just here in this world. As we're here right now, each one of us has a Sherish in the world above. You don't only go to Olam Haba when you die, at 120. And the neshamas are right now. Again, there's a part of the neshama, there's an aspect of the neshama that inhabits the guf, that fills our bodies as long as we're living and breathing. But the essential part of the neshama is in its place. And everything has its sherish. The table has a sherish, and everything has a sherish, which the Tani speaks about in Shayichud Amun in the beginning and so on, all this from talk about. This world is only the final stop. It's the last stop. Over here, it's like everybody off, everybody out, like, you know, the buses, the trip is done, and everything gets out in a physical way, but everything is the safe of Hishtalshalos that goes to the service, to the beginning. Oman de pogim riz mekalkal ha'achiza shalei b'shavish. So the Zohar teaches us that there's one problem. There's one issue in life that when you damage it, when you ignore it, it threatens the achiza, the connection that you have to the sharish. Now that's why I want to do much more of these things before we go back to the Shulchan Aruch, because it's going to be very hard to our modern sensibilities to read things in halacha that are so strong, unless we have a deeper understanding of why. Like, I understand it's against halacha, but why does the Zohar make such a big deal about this inyan? So all that we're learning now is to try to understand why it's a big deal. Not because of guilt and shame. That's not b'chlal my cheshem with any of these things. But in order to be able to understand what the halacha is talking about, what Chazal is saying, and to be able to take it seriously enough and to try to work on it. But what the Shem Yishmol brings here from the Zohar is man depagim b'rishma kalkel ha'chizah shlo b'sharish. There are other things that when we're pagim, when we mess up, it's like it's more of a local type of a damage. But when it comes to pagam ha'bris, a bris means a covenant. It's one thing if you have an argument with a friend, it's another thing if you're nasty to your wife. You understand the difference? With your friend, you don't have a bris. It's not a covenant with your friend. It's a friendship. It's chashiv. You got to be careful and you have to apologize. But if you really, really mess up with your friend, nope. You go weiter. But if you're unfaithful to your wife, that's a pagam habris. You pagam in a bris. Anytime there's a bris, a pagam reaches something very, very high. And it threatens your connection to the Kisa Kavi. It's threatening to pull you away from that contact to the Shairush. It's a systemic problem. It's not a local problem. It's something very deep. An inyan with a wife, it could be just a nasty word or something that's not nice, whatever it is, and she's deeply hurt or affected by it, and she can't look at you the same way. Or if, God forbid, she sees something on your phone and she can't look at you the same way, it's become my bris. It's very, very, very different than other things. And if you say to your wife, I don't know, my friend Yossel wasn't so upset about, then you're totally finished. Like, what makes you so upset? Yossel forgives me. My parents forgive me. My brother and sister forgive me for being a rotten good for nothing. So, like, what's your problem? It's not the same thing. It's a begam habris. Every inyan between Yisod and Malchus, every inyan with the wife is the avodah bris. All the tikkun that you make in your home with your wife, and all the simcha that you have, and all the shalom that you have, and the Shabbos that you have with the wife, is all the biggest tikkunim in the inyan of bris. Man de pogim bris makalkal achizah shel b'sharish. Al kein shuv ein lo makam. Ein lo makam. I'm trying to understand why is it that, where does galus come from? Why is Rachel Yemeni crying, Rachel Avakal Bana, may an lehav ki einenu, right? Ki einenu. We learned that that's the Inyan of Mila. So we saw last Sunday. Because a person who is not achuz, who is not attached to his shayrish, ein lo makam. He doesn't have a true makam. He doesn't have a real place. A person who is achuz, who is bound to his shayrish, it could be, God forbid, that he's sent away and he has to be somewhere in the desert. He's sitting in a jail someplace, in a dungeon. Yesh lo makam. His makam is not the place in the basement, it's not the desert. Yesh lo makam. He has a makam. He has an achiza and kedusha. He has an achiza with his shayrish. He's connected to his shayrish lamala. But if chalila, a person is pagim, a person lives a life of pagam habris, he's a pagim habris, not again a mistake, but he's pagim habris. This inyan, he doesn't work, he doesn't care, he's not shayrish habris. Shuv ain lo makam. He doesn't have a place. He's disconnected, he's detached. And a person who's disconnected could have the nicest home, but ain't lo makam. He could have the nicest wife, he could have the nicest job, but ain't lo makam. Because he doesn't have a chiza in the makam of where he really comes from. And where we come from is the Kisei HaKavod. And if something is damaged in such all the way up to the top, and it causes something to be cut or to be severed, there's some separation, there's some issue, and that high place, so then the way that it's felt down here in this world, the way that it's experienced is ein lo mokum. It doesn't have a mokum. It doesn't have a mokum. She could be in a place that's called the best mokum Torah. It's a mokum Torah, it's a mokum tefillah, but you have no mokum. You could be the person that has, in your mokum in shul, you have like 10 flags and warnings with pictures of skulls, no one's to sit here. You know what I mean? Like all kinds of things, and you could even put out like rat poison around your place to make sure that no one sits there. And you have your mokum. Aval ein lecha mokum. Bemet, bemet, ein lecha mokum. You don't have a mokum. You're really homeless. You don't have a mokum. There's no other avodah that does it like that. There's nothing else that has such an effect on a male like this. Zeh ma shekosav ha'arishoyim kayom negrosh, hashket lo yuchal. So every word here in the Shem Yishmul is mamish to the point. And that's why the Pasuk says that the Rishayim is Kayom Nigrish, they're like the ocean. Hashket lo yuchal. It's constant noise and turbulence and can't find peace. Because when you're not in your place, you could take, the most expensive vacation and you could rent out the most expensive hotel room. And over there, you're fighting and arguing with your wife also. You're upset with the kids. And you don't have a mokum. But this is the mokum that you've been waiting for. And you spent the last 6 months looking at the computer, the picture on the computer, drooling on the computer, that this is where you're going to be going for your vacation, that you're saving up all your money and the whole year to get away. And here's going to be the mokum. And you get to that place. You feel in that place, ein li mokum. I don't have a place. Harishoyim kayam nigrash hashkel yucha. She'en lehem menucha. They don't have menucha. Ein lehem menucha. Zamayim ha'arizal alakosav kigeri yezarecha shekol ha'golos bo mipagam ha'bris. So Arizal talks about ha'arichas, ba'arichas. That we're not going to find peace because a Jew be'etzim is attached to the highest place. I mean, there's something missing that attachment. Somebody that's not Jewish, you could find in that he has his mokum. That's his mokum because the mokum is more local. So if he's got a couple of nice friends, and he's got a nice job or whatever, and he's settled, say that. So the guy has a mokum. That's his mokum. But our mokum is not the headquarters is not here. This is just the sif, the end. The makom is much higher. So when a person is paigim in the bris, even though you understand, the goyim that you work with, they got all kinds of crazy things going on in their lives, and they seem to have a makom. And you like, God forbid anybody here, I'm saying, but the yid is tampering a little bit with some things that he shouldn't be thinking about or looking at. Nothing that he would compare in any way to what's going on with the rest of the chaver, and ain lo mokum. Like he's feeling suicidal. And the rest of the olam is. You know. Merry Christmas, you know what I mean? That's what's going on. Having their parties, getting to that time of the year. You know. My high timer. So he says, Yezaki, Shakola Golas Bomi Pgamabris. Our inability to have Menucha, to find Menucha, comes from Pgamabris. When high time is Shamachmas Pgamabris, Ibides Makaimai, Oboha Golas. When high time. Because Pgamabris, like nothing else, causes a loss of one's place, causes displacement. Rochem of Akal Benel, Mian Lenach Ke'enenu. The Dor HaMabul, Shepogmu BeBris, the Dor HaMabul, which is Hishchus Kalbosa, and the Hashchosa was Pagam HaBris, that's what Hashchosa means. So the Dora Marvel, Shapogrisim, Kane, the Sky, Ben Vari Shoim, Kayon Nigrash. So they were mamish drowned in the ocean because they were drowning in Pagama Briz. And Mimela, the end of that was that the Marble drowned them. It was Niskayim in Pshat. Rishoyim Kayam Nigrash, Hashke Liyucha. For all you am, I hepech miminucha. So that generation of the Marble, which was the generation of Pagam HaBris, of Hashchasa, was the hepech of Menucha. Was the opposite of Menucha. It was all turbulence, Kayom Nigrash, and they were drowned. And then there was this one person, Noach Ish Sadik, Tomim Hoya V'day Raisav. Noach Ish Sadik. And Noach, the Zohar reveals to us, is a Lashon, well, the Torah says is a Lashon of Menucha. But the Zohar says is hinting to Shabbos. The 6 days of the week of the Mabul, Shabbos is Menucha. Well, Shabbos ba Menucha, v'hinei Rashi Zal, ma'hoi o'ilam chasem Menucha, ba Shabbos ba Menucha. Kol so v'nigmar ha'malacha. Ba Shabbos ba Menucha, that's when the malacha is finished. The Dora Mabul, shahayu hepech Menucha, Loi po alayalem kedushas, lo po alayalem kedushas Shabbos, mu'uma. The Dora Mabul, which is the opposite of Menucha, they couldn't hear Shabbos at all. Bechlal couldn't feel a shaykhus to Shabbos. There was no inyan of them with Shabbos. They were so lost in the turbulence of their Wall Street, whatever that was, or whatever it was, whatever the inyan was for them. That hashchasa, they were so lost in it that Kedusha Shabbos was not, which is, Shabbos is part of creation, even though there was no mitzvah Shabbos. It's not even one of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, but the reality of Shabbos didn't have any impact upon them. They were so lost in their hashchasa that even Shabbos couldn't bring any peace to them. You have it, there's a Russia that's so lost that Shabbos doesn't bring him any peace. After Shabbos Kviva Kaima, even though, okay, Bnei Noach are not commanded to keep Shabbos, Ben Noach Shabbos is Chai Misa, they don't have Shabbos. But, Sof Kol Sof, Hashem's well created the world, but there's a Shabbos, which is Kviva Kaima in creation, there's Shabbos. Achmach Vashem Ahoyu HaHipuch LaHoyu Chon LaKalv Magdusha Shabbos. But they were the opposite. They couldn't be makabel from Kedusha Shabbos. Benoach shahaya hepach me'adorahu. Benoach was the hepach, was the opposite of everybody in his generation. Noach was a miracle. And therefore the Torah says about Noach that he's an Ish Tzadik. Tzadik means he was Shem HaBris. He was the only one. Like without internet access back then. They thought he was crazy. Everybody else in that generation had a smartphone. He was the only one with like a flip-up thing. He was the only one. Therefore, he was the kli to be makabel menucha, and the Torah says that in his days, after the marble, rest came to the world. The instruments that were being made for farming and so on, menucha came to the world. A musag of menucha came to the world. The world was able to have some relief. Hayuha kli makabel menucha. The Torah says he was a tzaddik. That's why the chassidus farm never ever went down that road, capitalizing on those mamar chazal that are constantly bashing. You know, there's some Mamre Chazal, the Bej, Noach, and then you have a lot of the others from the Balei Musa, they picked up on that, you know, Bejing Noach thing. And it was always, we always grew up with like, the main thing is that Noach was not Avram Avinu. That part of Rashi, right? And the Chassidus Sfarim never had that Mahalach, because it says in the Torah, Noach is Tzadik, it doesn't say that about me or you. Says Noach is tzaddik, Tom Hayavidaroisa. That's pretty good. Not just tzaddik, some Tamim Hayeb Dereisa. So is there something in Chazal to give some ammunition to the Marish Haredic way of looking at it and bashing Noach? There certainly is something there. And there was an akuda of some chisaron in Noach. But the Torah says he's sadikayat on Hayeb Dereisa. So why not take it for what it's worth? If it says in the Torah that he's a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik. And tzaddik means Shem HaBris. And the whole world was nishchasa. Mol ha'aretz chomas. It's all talking about Pagam HaBris. The whole world was a hashchasa. And there was one person, it was Shem HaBris. So in Mela, this person, his name is Noach, and Noach means Naich Le'ela, Naich Le'sata, means Menucha, means Shabbos. It means chayin, it means nachas. In kain ha yehu akli l'kabel menucha, al kain kol ha menucha she'eshpia ha-shabbos oz ba'olam ki belhu. The rest of the world rejected Shabbos, so Noach took all of the Shabbos. Because the world didn't want it, so Noach took the Shabbos. L'chein Noach, l'kach Noach hu Shabbos m'losha naicha, Alakach Shabbos, he geula. And therefore Shabbos is the opposite of Golos. Noach, even in the flood, had a mokum. He had a mokum. That is the histalshlus of the mokum that he had in Shemayim, that's called Shabbos, Noach. And he had a mokum. He had a table. He had a mokum. The rest of the world, the whole world didn't have a mokum. And he had a mokum. And he had Shabbos. The rest of the world didn't have Shabbos, and he had Shabbos. And he had a mokum. When you leave work, Erev Shabbos, now it's very early leaving work. So especially to have a tremendous hakaras hatayif. Now, be able to leave work, it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, maybe to get home last minute, it's Shabbos already 4. You're going to have to leave very early. And when you leave work, it's Rabbi Shalom, I want to thank you because I have a mokum, and I have Shabbos. And it's a little bit of a relief, a very big relief, from Golos, from being homeless. The 6 days of the week is the unit of the Mabul, of Ashchos, of Pagam HaBris. And Shabbos is Gula. Shabbos is Gula. So we sing, and there's a mirror, Yoina Matzah Bo Manoach V'Sham Yinuch Yigi Yekrech. Yoina Matzah Bo Manoach V'Sham Yinuch Yigi Yekrech. The unit of the Yonah is also Kedushas HaBris, because of how the Yonah is with its the male and female, those birds that Dafka have very strong hakapada on Kedusha between them, whatever that means, the birds, they have very strong hakapada. And that's why even by the Teva, the Yona had such hakapada. Because the Inyan of Yona is Shabbos, is Chayin. It's the Chayin of Shabbos, it's the Menucha of Shabbos, it's the Inyan of Yona. Lakach Shabbos hi gula. And what's gula? Gula is being home. Gula is having a place. Gula means and everything down below is tied up above. Strong, strong, strong. Unbreakable. That's called gula. So Shabbos is karvel nafshi gula. Karvel nafshi gula. Shabbos is l'chadoid l'kos kala. Shalom bayis. Chosan kala. Husband, wife. Kedushas habris. Eishas chayim. Yana motza manoyach. That's the whole meaning of Gula, of Shabbos. Boikala Shabbos Malkus. The Shabbos and Menucha are hipach megolos. Shabbos is Menucha, which is the opposite of Golos. Umemoitza hadavar nishma. And from all of this we could hear, we could learn. Dein odim yochel lekalbo kedushas haShabbos rak lumas mashu shema habris. The only person who really is shema Shabbos, not in halacha, if you don't do anything you're not allowed to do, you're Shomer Shabbos. But really, really, a person could really be Shomer Shabbos, to long for Shabbos, and to be mekabel the Kedusha of Shabbos. Not just as a time to eat and to relax and to be with family, but the pnimius of Shabbos, that's only a person, is l'umas mashu Shomer HaBris. Only a Jew who's Shomer HaBris. Those two are inseparable. Only somebody who's Shema HaBris. The Kamush who's Shema HaBris, Kol Kach hu Noitel Mishabbos. To the degree that one is Shema HaBris, he's able to get out of Shabbos. He's able to draw from Shabbos. Like Noah. Each tzaddik. So he took all the menucha. So a person who's shomer habris, so his Shabbos is a different Shabbos altogether. His Shabbos is an experience of karvel nafshi gola, of geula. A person who doesn't live with shmiras habris, he's not working on that inyan of shmiras habris, is v'shoyim kayom nigrash. Even Shabbos, he just lies around looking at some newspaper or going to sleep or reading some book and thinking about the same girl in the office that he was looking at during the week. I'm sorry for talking in a prost way. But he's v'shoyim kayom nigrash. Hashkeit layuchal, even on Shabbos, hashkeit layuchal. The kids are making me crazy. The Baal Tefillah is making me nuts. I wasn't pointing to anybody else. Whatever, the Knedlich didn't come out. Life is hard. My wife didn't smile at me enough. Whatever. Even Shabbos, he doesn't have relief. Even Shabbos, he's in a place of Hashke lo yuchal. The whole week you're looking forward to Shabbos, and then Shabbos is Hashke lo yuchal. I can't stay in shul for more than 10 minutes at a time. People, Jews like that, see. On Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Rosh Hashanah says, Yesh lecha makom. Tanuach, Yesh lecha makom. Rest. Yesh lecha makom. Rest. Every Shabbos, a different shul. And in the shul that you daven every Shabbos, upstairs, downstairs, late, coming in, hiding, leaving early, Kiddush club. Kayom nigrash, even in the place of a Jew, doesn't have a place. A shul is our place. Whether it's this shul or that shul, Baruch Hashem, we're able to build shuls. We're not in Poland, 1941, you know what I mean? So, but even in your shul, or where you daven, hashket l'yuchal. No, I daven here, I go there, I have this. Hashket l'yuchal. Lo yuchal. Homeless. Shabbos, inside, outside, walking around, dragging around, asking this one. You have these guys, because I'm here Shabbos morning early, the guys that go out there in the cold weather, you know, they go and it's unbelievable. You know, the security chevet, mamish, unbelievable. Serious nefesh. And you get these guys always going out there like schmooze with them. It's like, you're 50 years old. You can't sit in your seat for half an hour. Are you going to check up on them to make sure that they're safe outside? It was like, I'm not saying God forbid that they're sorry, but that we can't find menucha. Hashke lo yucha. Hashke lo yucha. Yeah. But that's not just with the little kids in yeshiva. Hashke lo yucha. There's something else for little children. They're not pagim the bris at all. They're just children. But the fathers, hashke lo yucha. The women, I'm hearing from the women, they tell me, I can't believe how many times I've had this conversation, because the women, in our shul, they don't sit on the side, they sit in the back. So it makes them totally crazy how men are going in and out. They just don't understand. Like, what's the story with this guy's bladder? The women come to shul, and they just stay for, they dive in and they stay there. And they say, every second this guy's like parading back outside, inside. Hashke layuchal. So every single one has what's it called when you can't sit still? AD. When it starts to AD. Yeah. Every single person has such an inyan. Hashke layuchal. Where are you going? Where are you going back and forth? What is it? Jeitzachayin in a hair. Coming in for this, leaving for that. And the women, they don't understand this at all. The women are just sitting like with the sitter, and they're going. Many times, my wife just can't understand. She says, "What is it? What is it that men can't sit for 2 hours? But they can't sit there. What are they doing?" This is already the ones that are in shul. What about the men that don't even, nowadays, that don't even go to shul? You know what I mean? I get every week like 10, 15 calls from people who hardly are in shul, but they have some Indian that they want to talk about. And can I come talk to you? I always think to myself, you can come all the time. This place is open for you every time. Where are you? Hey, Nana. So then I always say, okay, it must be he's diving in other places. You know, that's not true. When the wife comes to cry to me about this guy, it's always, no, he's just not, he's not managing. What do you mean he's not managing? Hashket lo yuchal. He sleeps late, he goes a little bit, some other shul. Every week he doesn't want to get pinned down in any shul. Why, he doesn't want to pay membership or something? No, he's not cheap. He's just, I don't know, that's how my husband is. He just doesn't, can't find himself. They used to say that about 17-year-olds that were going to Tibet, you know what I mean? Now it's like 40-year-old men with kids. He can't find himself. Where does he daven? I don't care if he davens in Eish Kodesh. Does he go to the Young Israel? Does he go to Rabbi Weiss? Does he go? Where is he on Shabbos at 10 o'clock? Where is he? Well, sometimes... No, where is he Shabbos at 10 o'clock? Hashket lo yuchal. So then there are those that they'll go every Shabbos, they try to like go someplace else and be somewhere else, because that's the this way they don't have to have a makom. They don't have a makom. They'll say they haven't found a makom, but they don't have a makom. It's the same way they're the same way in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is world headquarters for homeless people. Because in Yerushalayim there's no such thing as a kehil or anything like that. Maybe there's one or two. But otherwise you could just go to you could say I go to the coastal and they say, oh, where'd you daven last night? By the coastal. You daven by the coastal? It's like, yeah, I always daven by the coastal. The coastal in his house, he does by the coastal in his house. Cool, hi, maybe he davens. But in Yerushalayim, you never have to say you daven anywhere. Because everybody davens in Yerushalayim. So where did you daven? Where did you daven? I daven by Zvil last night. And this morning, daven in the Mir Yeshiva. I daven in the Mir Yeshiva. And tomorrow, where are you going to daven? I don't know. I'll see what hits me tomorrow. The main thing is, I don't want anybody to think that I have a malkum. I don't have a malkum. Yerushalayim? I was talking to somebody this week. So somebody that lives there and says, so why don't you, maybe it would be better for you to take your wife and family, go to move to some yeshuv where there's a rav there and there's a yeshiva and they expect you to show up. Like, it's not working so well for you over here in Yerushalayim. I know it sounds terrible because Yerushalayim's our city, but it's not working out for you. Because you could be in Yerushalayim and disappear. You just get lost in Yerushalayim in the shtiblich. That's what the shtiblich are for. You've been to the shtiblich? Whichever ones, whether it's in, I don't want to say, they're all beautiful places. But you can be the shtiblich here, the shtiblich here, so. Ein lecha makom. Ein lecha makom. Shabbos. So our generation is a generation of kayom, nigrosh, mamish, without the most basic essential menucha that a Jew needs. To have that achizel amala. And when there's a strong achizel amala in Kedushas Avris, so then the attachment to his family is strong. The attachment to his shul is strong. The attachment to his community is strong. He's tight. He's tight with his kids. He's tight with his wife. He's tight with his shul. He's tight with his work. He's tight. He lives a life that's strong. When a person is the opposite of the place of Shemir Savris, Kayom Negash, Mamish Golis. There are other things that contribute to that. That doesn't mean it's the only part of it, but it's the underlying Sharish of this. Kayom Negash. Kayom Negash. This Indian. All right, we're leaving a little bit of a scary place. We'll come back to that. We might say Hadavra. We'll come back to that paragraph next week.
So hold on to the pages.
Kayam Negrash is Prisi. Prisi is Kayam Negrash.
Prisi?
Prisi.
Oh, Prisi. Prisi.
Assuming that we understand or that we have any hasaga of what they were going through,
what they were going through was not just about themselves, it was for us as well. You and I are just trying to, we're just trying to manage as people. They were trying to manage the entire Jewish people till Mashiach. So it's not just about personal management. So we have no Hasagah, but Shlomo Melech married Bas Paro, and because of that, the Golas and what happened on that night, and Bechlal, what happened with the wives of Shlomo HaMelech. But one doesn't need to go beyond the pshat to see that it's all about this inyan of guys and girls. It's all about the inyan of Kedushas HaBris. It's the pshat of Jewish history. It's not the, you don't have to go to the Pnimis, you don't have to go to the Zayin and Kisvayri. It's the pshat and the stories of Tanakh. It's the pshat. When a person understands Purim properly, and what was taking place and what life was like in Shushan, the second you open up Megillas Esther, the description of life in Shushan Habira, again, it's the pshat of what was wrong. It was the pshat. Also, there is the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, because the Balei HaNes, then the Balei HaSimcha, of course, are from the world of Yosef HaTzadik. We're talking about Esther HaMalka, we're talking about